My name is Julia Batalise, although on air I generally go by DJ Silent G. I had the opportunity to interview the singer from one of my current favorite bands, Choir Vandals. Choir Vandals is a St. Louis-based alternative indie band that captures what it feels like to be in an emotional limbo with a spacey musicality that I've kind of kept on repeat. I had a really entertaining interview with lead singer Austin McCutcheon about what it's like in the St. Louis music scene, how Choir Vandals came to be, as well as what to expect for their upcoming album. All right. Well, nice to formally meet you, I guess, sort of.
Yeah. Over the phone.
Over the phone. First off, I just wanted to ask, how long have you been singing or playing instruments? Like, did you start at a young age or?
Like, me personally?
Yeah.
I guess I got a drum set when I was in second grade, I want to say, which I guess you're like, what, like 7 or 8 in second grade? I started playing drums then, and I loved playing drums. And for the longest time, I didn't really want to play guitar just because I think, like, I saw everybody else play guitar. And I was like, yeah, I don't really want to do that. I just want to play drums. And then eventually, I think it was, like, 6th grade, I started playing guitar, finally. And then after that, it was just, like, as soon as I learned, like, a couple of songs. Like, I think the first day I got a guitar, I learned, like, Stairway to Heaven or whatever. Like,
yeah.
The, you know, typical first guitar song. And then after that, I just started, like, writing songs because I like just the idea of creating my own songs more than learning other people's songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, yeah, it was pretty much, like, 6th grade. I just started writing, like, they were probably terrible songs, but, you know, just sitting in your room and coming up with, like, all of these chord progressions and then singing on top of it. And, yeah, so pretty much since 6th grade, I've been writing music.
Wow. That's crazy. I feel like I tried to pick up ukulele in, like, high school, and then that didn't work. So for the songwriting process, does it usually start with lyrics and then you move over to music, or is it the other way around?
It's almost always the other way around.
Okay.
There are exceptions to the rule, but pretty much every single song I write will start with a chord progression on the guitar that I really enjoy. It used to be a lot different. The way it's turned into now with me is I'll then pretty much just go on my laptop and create a whole song with, like, every instrument. So I'll come up with, like, the whole song on guitar, and then I'll go in and play, you know, like, a simple drum beat to it and, like, lead and bass.
Yeah.
And then I'll come up with, like, a melody. And lyrics are pretty much, like, the very last thing that I write for a song.
That's really fun.
I don't know why, but that's just, I guess the way my mind works.
I don't know what's normal or not, so that might be normal.
And I don't think there really is a normal. It's just kind of like, you know, whatever works. Like, some people do, like, I remember reading an interview with, like, Robert Smith from The Cure once that he was just like, yeah, I write all the lyrics first because then the music, like, matches the mood of the lyrics.
Mm.
But I guess I kind of do it the other way. I match the lyrics to the mood of the music.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I don't, it's just what works for me.
Call up Robert Smith and tell him he's wrong.
Yeah, hey, man, you're doing this completely wrong, all right?
So have you lived in St. Louis your whole life?
I have, yeah.
And same with like Micah and Josh and Will?
Micah and Josh have. Will has kind of moved around a lot. He lived in Milwaukee for a year, and then he lived in Portland for, I want to say, like 2 years.
Okay.
He was born in England, actually.
Oh,
he lived because his father was, like, in the military or whatever. So he's in England until, I'm probably going to get this wrong, but I think until he was, like, 4, maybe? And then he moved to St. Louis from there.
So no accent or anything?
No accent. He does a really good accent, but it's not on purpose.
I'm sure he's heard it for a long time, so.
Yes.
So how did Choir Vandals form originally?
We were all pretty much, like, in bands before Choir Vandals that all played with each other. And all three of those bands broke up, like, right around the same time. And so I was looking for a drummer, and I was like, oh, Will plays drums, and he has a van. So I'll hit him up. And so I just, like, DM'd him on Twitter one day, and I was like, hey, man, you want to start a band? And he's like, yeah, sure. And then Josh just, like, came along with me because he's always just been, like, my bassist pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just me, Will, and Josh at first, and we wrote, like, 4 songs, and we're like, okay, we need to, like, add another guitarist. Me and Micah had been best friends since, like, 12 or 13, and so it was, like, the natural choice to pick him, especially because his last band had also just broken up. So we were just like, hey, you want to join this thing with us? And he was down, and then that was pretty much it.
That was it.
That's awesome. Off to the races after that.
So how does your songwriting process generally go? Is it normally just you, or is it collaborative?
For the most part, it it will be just me. So like I'll pretty much form an entire song and then bring it to everybody. I'm just, hey, these are the parts I wrote. You know, you can either keep them or like make them better or like, yeah, you know, pretty much. There are a couple songs where I'll have like a riff or something and I'll bring it in and we'll work it out together. And there's a couple, as of some of the newer songs we've been working on, like Micah has been bringing some songs to the table as well, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Pretty much for the most part, like I'll kind of come up with the song and then we'll work on it together to make it better.
Yeah. Have you ever had any stylistic disagreements or anything?
I mean, we have not really stylistic, but just general part disagreements. Mm. Like, hey, I think this part could be better. Or, hey, you should do this instead of this. But they're not really disagreements. We're definitely very much a band that if anybody has an idea, we're willing to at least try it out.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Especially because you get so attached to a specific part that you're playing that you don't really want to hear something else. But sometimes it's for the best.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So what is your favorite song to play live?
Oh, man. We did actually, okay, so we kind of had a disagreement about this the other day. So me personally, my favorite song to play live is For Lovers, I'm pretty sure. Nobody else likes playing it live because it's like very boring for everybody else except for me. but
well, you're the one singing it, so of course it's fun.
Exactly. And it's just, I feel like it's the song where I get to do the most vocally. Mm. And it's like, I think my favorite lyrics I've ever written are in that song. So I don't know. I get a lot out of it whenever we play it live. Everybody else just kind of does the same thing for 3 minutes. So they're not that much of a fan, but for this, the set we played last night, we were voting on what songs we wanted to play, and I kind of vetoed everybody, and I was like, no, we're playing this song, and we ended up doing it, so it worked.
That's so funny that you said that. I have a radio show on Fridays. I play Choir Vandals. Like, they probably get played once a week every time because I always play them on my show
or
play you guys on my show. I was just thinking, I think I was listening to Four Lovers not too long ago and was like, that one would be a good one to use this week. I haven't played that one yet. So it's really funny you say that. So going into the St. Louis music scene, are there some things that you like and maybe don't like about the scene in St. Louis?
Yeah, it's interesting because we got asked that question a lot a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was very much, the scene was very disconnected and everybody was doing their own thing and nobody was really going to like shows outside of their thing. And now it's turning into this real big crazy thing where I feel like everybody in St. Louis is becoming connected and just really good friends with each other and just very supportive and like everybody's lifting each other up instead of this competition type thing.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. There are so many bands in St. Louis right now. They're just absolutely killing it and just doing their own thing. And I think everybody is now just very happy to be from St. Louis and just happy to kind of brag about all the bands coming out of St. Louis right now.
That's really cool. I feel like I've seen a similar thing in Fort Collins too, which is really interesting. I wonder if there was like a turning point or something, because I feel like there's been a lot of house shows going on in Fort Collins and I just feel like I've been hearing a lot of new names that I haven't heard before. That's really cool.
And I'm sure it's happening in so many different cities also all over the world that we don't know about. It's a very fun time to be a part of the scene, just as like a fan even. Just getting to see all your friends do the thing that they also love and do it well. It's really cool.
Well, speaking of that, have you had any local bands in St. Louis really blow you away, either hearing them or seeing them live?
Yes.
I figured that would be a yes.
Yeah, there are a lot. Yeah, I don't want to put them in any order at all, but like
No order.
My favorite St. Louis band right now is this band called Yuppie. They're incredible. They're very, very good. I wouldn't even really know how to describe them. They're just like groovy. You just want to like dance, but they're very good. Junior Clooney are incredible. There's Glued from St. Louis who are very good. Shady Bug. I don't know. It's insane. I mean, there's so many more right now. When I'm on the spot, I'm just can't name any of them.
That's okay. I know it's hard.
Those four are definitely a very good starting point.
Nice. So a little bit back to Choir Vandals. Has Choir Vandals done much touring outside of Missouri?
Not as of recently, but we've done, I mean, pretty much the whole U.S. 3 or 4 times, and we've done the U.K. twice.
Was there a favorite city to play in?
Oh, man. For some reason, McAllen, Texas is insane. We played there for the very first time. It was like our first like real tour back in like 2014, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
We played in McAllen, Texas, and we had never played in Texas before. And it was crazy. We played this warehouse, and there maybe like 150 kids there, and most of them knew the words to like the entire EP that we had just put out.
Yeah.
And I was like, what is going on? Like, I've never heard of this town before. This is wild. And then we went back again like a couple years later, and same thing. Like, it was just this crazy show, and so many kids came out. It's like completely threw us off guard. It's a really fun place to play, especially because it just like brings back those memories of earlier tours.
Yeah.
We were like playing Chicago a lot because we have a lot of friends, and it's just like close, you know?
Yeah.
Getting to play on the West Coast is always fun just because, like, I don't know, the feeling of being on the West Coast is nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We played a show in Connecticut. I think it was Hartford like a year and a half ago, and we had never played a show in Connecticut before. And same thing, like, everybody there knew the words, and I was just like, this is crazy. This is, you know, I've never been to Connecticut before. So that was a really cool show as well.
I like Texas and Connecticut. I was considering you've been to the UK, I was expecting more stuff over there.
Yeah.
Texas and Connecticut repping.
Yeah, no, for sure. My favorite city that we played in is Glasgow, just because I absolutely adore that city. And same thing, first time we played there, there were two kids there that knew the words. The fact that anybody here has ever heard of us before is insane.
I can't even imagine going across seas and you're like, do you even speak our language? Like, are you?
This is, it was awesome. That is one of my favorite cities in the world. So
nice. That
anytime we can play there, I'm happy.
All right. I think this next one might stump you a little bit, or you might have to think about it.
Okay.
If you could pick any few bands to tour with, who would it be?
Do they have to be current bands or any bands of all time?
Ooh. Do you want to do both?
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess so.
That's a hard one.
Of all time. Okay, so what are we saying? Just like one of each?
Probably. Well, like usually there's two. So I would say like two bands.
Yeah, like a
per...
little tour package.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. So hard. Because like I feel like I should pick my favorite band, but like also at the same time, I don't. All right, I'm going to say, of all time, I think a really cool tour to be on would be us, Neva De Nova, Margo and the Nuclear So-and-Sos. I think that would be a wild tour, so I'm going to go with that one. I feel like I should probably say like Elton John or something, but no, I'm sticking with it a bit.
Okay.
Current bands, I feel like it's a lot harder because I want to just say like, bands that I'm friends with, because those are always, yeah, I don't know.
But you only have two slots, so.
Yeah, jeez, man. Oh my God, I don't know.
I picked a good question.
It's so hard. Now I'm just trying to like think of bands. I would say current bands. Does Bright Eyes count as a current band?
I think so. They're current-ish.
Yeah, I feel like they're still in the realm of being able to be current.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say Bright Eyes and, oh man, Cursive. I'm going to say Bright Eyes and Cursive.
Okay. That was a really
good one. Those are both weird tours that we should have been on, but those are my answers.
Okay. No, I appreciate it. You took so the amount of times that I just heard you go, man.
It's a hard question.
I know. I set that one up and was like, I know this is going to be hard for you.
Yeah, that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be as well. Man, I can't believe it. I haven't recovered yet.
Okay, we have like five more questions still. So I'll see if I can stump you again. Let's see.
Man.
So what band or musician have you been listening to the most recently? And maybe even could be like a top 10 this year.
Oh, okay. So, as far as just overall, I've been listening to a lot of Parquet Courts, a lot of Pavement. Micah created this really good playlist that I just put on when I don't feel like picking music. And it's just full of, like, Lou Reed and Blondie and just a bunch of random stuff, like The Modern Lovers. And it's just really good. As far as albums that I've really been enjoying so far this year, I'm making a point of just listening to albums as a release. So far this year, the new LaMelda album, I think, is insane. It's like one of my favorite albums that I've heard in a long time. The new Pale Hound album that just came out was really good.
Yeah.
The Deer Hunter album from earlier this year was awesome because I'm a huge fan of Deer Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to pronounce her name, but I think it's like Steph Chura, C-H-U-R-A. She came out with a new album. It was produced by the dude from Car Seat Headrest.
Nice.
And that was really good. The Hand Habits album I really like. There's been a lot.
I was going to say, you just keep going.
Yeah, I have like a list on my phone of albums that have just been released this year. Oh, the Spirit of the Beehive album is insane. It is so good. I just got a new job where I can just like listen to music all day. And so that's all I've been doing is just listening to old favorites and then like making a point to like listen to music released this year.
Yeah.
It's super refreshing just having this new stuff that, you know, I haven't heard yet. So yeah, those are just a couple of my favorites.
That was like six.
I know. It's a long list.
That's okay. Oh, we're a little out of order here, but where do you generally get inspiration for writing lyrics or music? Does it come from, you know, the bands that you just listed or?
Music, it'll be pretty much anything. A lot of times I'll put songs on shuffle and every now and then something will spark my interest. So I'm just like, oh, it'd be cool to write a song that kind of has this sort of feel to it. Or, yeah, you know, you're just driving in a car and you hear a song, and you're just like, this song is awesome. Like, I want to go home and try to write a song like this. And it eventually turns into nothing like that song. You know, you kind of, like, create your own thing out of it.
Yeah. That's always...
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. The, like, Midwest, we both went, oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to say, I always feel like that's... I tried to write songs when I was younger and then gave up because it didn't work. But I always was confused on how people listen to other people's music and then made something that sounded similar but not the same. I don't know how you do that exactly.
I don't know how I do it either. Honestly, I think it's just more a feeling of just excitement. I'll just get really excited about a song. You hear that song for the first time where you want it to keep playing forever. And I think those are the songs for me where you're just excited that somebody was able to write something like that. That's when I'm just like, I need to write something like that now. I'll go home immediately and just start playing guitar. And how can I write a song as good as this song is more of the feeling, I guess.
Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, we're down to three more questions. The last question is pretty intense.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. It's probably not going to be that bad. This next one might be a little hard, though. Without using any genres, how would you describe Choir Vandals to someone who has never heard you guys?
Oh, man. No, this is going to be the worst question. Somebody asked me this the other day.
Oh, no.
They're just like a new friend that I made. Not the exact same way, but they're just like, hey, what do you sound like? And I never know how to answer this question ever. Because honestly, I have no clue what we sound like. But without using genres, I would say just like, oh, man. Can I use bands as an example?
Mm.
Or no? That's cheating.
That
okay.
is kind of cheating.
Yeah, you're right. How about, I feel like somebody's described my band to me in a really good way before, but I don't remember it. I would say that feeling when you go to bed and you're super lonely and you just don't want to leave your house for a couple days, and then your friend sends you a text that's just, hey, I care about you and I miss you. It's just like the weird feeling of feeling lost but also feeling loved. That would be a good description of our
band. Huh. That's interesting. If I had to describe you guys about a genre, I feel like I'd be like kind of fuzzy, but you feel lost and alone, but sort of loved.
Yeah, that's it. But also, you know, kind of fuzzy, right?
But also a little fuzzy, yeah.
I feel like if you're just dancing into the void, it'd be a good one.
I like that too.
Somebody from Rat Boys came up to me and you're just like, who do you like more, The Strokes or Joy Division? She's like, I don't know. So that would be a good way to put it, just that question.
I love it. It's very open-ended.
Yes.
So your last album, Dark Glow, was released in 2017. Can we expect any new music coming up like this year or next year?
Yes. So we're actually, I would say, about halfway done with a new record.
Yes.
We've been working on it with Eric Hudson from Foxing.
Oh my God, I love their album so much.
Yeah, he's insane. He is
so crazy.
He's a genius, really. It's the first time we've ever worked with, I guess you would say, a producer. We've always worked with people that have been really good at, hey, you should use this mic. You should, you know, make your guitar sound like this. But we've never really worked with anybody that's like, hey, you should change this part. You should try this in terms of songwriting and arrangement and stuff.
Yeah.
And so it's been just a dream working with him because we've known him for a long time, and I've also been in a band with him before when we were younger. So not only like becoming better friends, but when it comes to music, he's insane. He gets really elevated our songs, and it's the most excited I've been about any of our music before. So
I am so excited right now about that possibility. The Near My God album was my number one last year, and I still listen to it like the most out of anything.
It is crazy. And the fact that they just like recorded it themselves as well is
so
insane.
Good.
And
if I could get you don't have to tell me any dates because I don't even know if you know when you're going to release it. But would it be this year or next year, are you thinking? If you can't tell me, that's okay too.
No, you're good. I'll say I hope to have at least two songs out by the end of this year.
Okay, cool.
That's what I'll give you.
Okay, I'm really excited.
I'm really excited about them. I think they sound like Choir Vandals, but they're different, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, obviously, like, I feel like every band's albums are going to be different than the last, but, like, I feel like this one is, like, a large step, even from Dark Glow and from everything else that we've ever done. So I'm very excited about it.
Okay, this is the last question.
Okay, here we go.
If you were a type of pasta, what type of pasta would you be and why?
Spaghetti and meatballs, because it's the classic, it's the original, it's the best.
You're the classic, the original, and the best.
Yeah. I'll make like 3 pounds of pasta, like 3 pounds of spaghetti, like when I don't feel like cooking for a week, and I'll just like eat it every single day, which is terrible for you, and like nobody should ever do that, but I do.
I do
and
that
it's
too.
It's always spaghetti and meatballs, and maybe sometimes like meat crumble and just like a tomato basil pasta sauce. And I feel like when I just want to feel comforted, that's my go-to. Nothing makes me feel more comfortable than just spaghetti and meatballs.
That like almost sounds like your description of Choir Vandals. Yeah, 3 pounds of spaghetti and meatballs.
That's the best way to describe our band. It's just 3 whole pounds of spaghetti and meatballs.
That is perfect. Okay, well, thank you so much for doing this interview. This has probably been the most entertained that I've been.
I'm glad. I'm so glad. Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
No problem. Thanks so much for listening to this interview with Austin from Choir Vandals. Their music can be found on any streaming platform. Music in this interview came from Audio Blocks, as well as one short clip from Four Lovers by Choir Vandals. My name is Julia Battalese. For more interviews and podcasts, visit kcsufm.com. I mean, you could just say Austin. It's up to you. Whatever you prefer.
Dang, can I say my social security number?
Might be unwise.